to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And hard to believe where the year is going already, but a year of blessings. And one of my biggest blessings is the people I have in the studio, starting with my lovely bride of, count them, 45 years, Marianne Greco. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here, and it's always a great show when Marianne's on, and Katie Hughes, Katie, evangelist, worldwide traveler, and someone who is doing amazing work for the Lord. Welcome back to the show, Katie.
Thank you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And another amazing person, Katie is an officer of Spirit-Filled Hearts on the board along with Marianne. And vice president of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, is also here, who is producer of this show, Empowered by the Spirit, as well as the 10,000 things he does for the ministry, Michael Amola.
Hello, Deacon. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing fantastic. And to have the three of you here. Now, why are you the three here, and what are we really going to talk about today? Well, so many people come up to me and they say, you know, I think God is maybe calling me into ministry, but I'm just not sure what to do and how to do it. And it's so common. And for all of you out there, God is knocking right now. He's knocking. He's knocking and saying, come to me, come to me. And think about Jesus there. Jesus walking along that beach, seeing the disciples one at a time and saying, come follow me. And that's exactly what he's saying. Come follow me. Come follow me and make a difference for my people. He has said to us over and over again that the harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. He's saying over and over again, John 15:16, get out your Bibles. John 15:16, it is not you who called me, but I who called you and appointed you, my brothers and sisters, to bear fruit. Fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of my Father, he may give you. This is my commandment, love one another. John 15:16-17. Love one another. And one way of loving them is by serving them, by washing their feet, by listening to God. But it's so important that we do listen to God. And, you know, Marianne, one of the things that over the years that we've been together, you know, God is speaking to you, whether or not it be the famous umbrella story, which, let's tell that umbrella story. That's one of my favorites. It's a great way to start out how to start a ministry.
Well, in prayer, I was saying, Lord, I just want to feel blessed. I want to feel all your graces and blessings. And he came back to me and he said, my daughter, I'm sending my blessings all the time. It's like rain coming down and you're putting up your umbrella and trying to avoid them and trying not to get wet. And so he said, take down your umbrella and allow yourself to be immersed in the rain and get soaked in the rain. Life is messy. It's not always just the way we want it, but allow ourselves to get soaked by God's blessings. And in fact, turn your umbrella upside down and collect them. So that's what I've been trying to do, is just allow God to soak me with his blessings in so many different ways.
And my brothers and sisters, that's exactly what the Lord is saying to you. Turn your umbrella upside down. Receive my blessing. On Christmas Day, the first chapter of John, it says that he wants to give us, is giving us grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing. And Katie, as you know, the word grace means unmerited favor. And God is showering his love upon us and his gifts upon us. But we just have to say yes to that. And people are afraid to do that. Your thoughts, I'm sure that, you know, as you start out and you say, well, I've got jobs, I've got all these other responsibilities. You know, how is it that you know that you know that you know that God's calling you?
I think when you are open to receiving God's grace and his blessings, you are recognizing his love for you And it's also a call to responsibility. And it's a call to change sometimes. And it's a call to say no, no to myself and yes to God's people and to serve them. And so you can allow your, when you have that going on in your life and you're sensitive to what God wants for you, then you're able to see His nudgings and the simple little things in your life you can add to minister to His people, just in your daily life, at work, at home, with your family, at the grocery store. You're being called. And so when you are sensitive and open to the grace that God has for you, then you're able to serve Him in a mighty small way.
You know, you look, my brothers and sisters, at Matthew 5, 6, which is one of the Beatitudes. It's the fourth Beatitude. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. They will be satisfied. And if you really think about it, what do you hunger and thirst for? What are you looking for in your life? Most of us are saying, well, I want to make sure I'm healthy. My family's all together, great marriage, great kids, grandkids, so forth, great job, and all that stuff. And all of that's wonderful. But if you take a look at, again, that in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything else will be added unto that. And so it's so important that we hunger and thirst for God. It's so important that we basically say, Lord, use me in any way you want. Use me, and then great things happen. But Michael, so many times people are saying, well, I really don't have any gifts, or I really don't have any time. And it's fascinating as I look at your world and your life that God kind of opened up some time for you. And what a blessing it's been.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have to be aware. We just need to remember to be open to listening to what God's saying to us. And, you know, as you're alluding to, the many things that all of us do, it's not like we have a lot of extra time. But somehow when we do what God wants us to do, that time's made available. And, you know, we have the ability to get out of ourselves and minister to others.
And, you know, it's so important to understand that God will never give you more, as Scripture says, than you can handle. But we have to be attuned with Him in prayer. And this is something we talked about on Friday morning at our men's group here at St. Elizabeth-Ann-Seton. If you are in the area, by the way, 7 a.m., St. Elizabeth-Ann-Seton, CR1 for the men. We lead a discussion every single Friday. But in any case, we talked about how sometimes you can get distracted because the enemy comes in and says, oh, do this, do that, and do that, and it looks good. So how do you know, Marianne, that God is calling you? You know, God has really put in your heart. I never forget you saying, God has put in my heart to start Bible studies. And you were like relentless on that. How did you know that was God?
Well, He just puts this deep desire in you. You have a lot of peace, and you don't always know how He's going to do it or how it's going to, but you just start stepping forward with the Lord leading you. And I took courses. I did that. But even before that, I was leading some groups, and you knew that it was right. You have this great peace in your heart to know that you're doing what God has led you to do. And so you just keep listening to that. You have to keep listening because sometimes He changes which direction He wants you to go in. So you constantly have to be listening.
You constantly have to be listening, and in prayer, in adoration, praying the rosary, whatever it might be. And John 10:10, take a look at that. God has called us and said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. When you serve the Lord, Katie, that's when we have an abundant life. When you move towards the Lord, that's when we're excited. And isn't it interesting that when you're ministering, you're always on fire with the Lord and excited. And when you're making a difference in people's lives and praying over people and ministering to them in whatever way you can, and preaching and just listening to them or serving them by giving them food, you know, you're just alive with the love of the Lord. And that's one of the things that's the most important thing, is to understand the fact that you don't give anything up when you serve the Lord. You get so much.
You do. You receive so much of God's love when you love his people. It's this cycle of love that is never ending with him. And when you give him and his people all that you have, all the love that he's given you, all the gifts and the treasures, all those things belong to God, all those things that are good. And when you are the vessel of giving, you receive so much because you're emptied of yourself. You're empty of your selfishness. You're emptied of the time that you're thinking about and the thoughts in your mind and what's going on in your life. You forget all of that. And then God can replace that with joy and excitement. When I'm not serving him, I feel it. And it's kind of a downer. So I love to be serving God's people. And it's sometimes in simple ways. Sometimes it's calling someone and just saying, I'm thinking of you and praying for you. Do you need prayer? Sometimes it's simple as a message and a text and say, you're in my mind. I'm thinking of you. And then later on, you hear from them, you know, when you sent that to me, they said that was a deep moment of love from God. And it wasn't me. That was God's love. But it's so empowering.
Amen. We're going to be right back to talk more about taking the love of God and putting it into action through ministry. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit, with three incredibly holy and wonderful people, Marianne Greco, my spouse, Katie Hughes, and Michael Amola. We're all part of a ministry called Spirit-Filled Hearts, and you can take a look at it at spiritfilledhearts.org, or just drop me a note and let me know how we can make a difference in your life at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We do all kinds of healing services, missions, Life in the Spirit seminars, teachings, all kinds of things, and we're actually traveling all over the world. By the time you hear this as a recorded show, we will have gone to the Philippines, and so please pray for us, because the bottom line is that when you hear it, doesn't matter, it's already happened, because there is no time with God, and those prayers still count. We'll be ministering to up to 30,000 people in the Philippines, and a big part of what we wanted to do, Marianne, is just make a difference by telling people how much God loves them. And that was really the beginning of Spirit-Filled Hearts more than anything else.
It was. You know, I was reminded the other day, a friend of ours said, you know, I've always been a child of God, but he says at some point in my life, it changed where I had to share. I had, you know, and I think that's when you get touched by the Holy Spirit. You can't help but love the Lord so much that you want to share it with everybody. And we felt very blessed, and we felt very anointed that God had given us gifts that we needed to take out and share with others to let them know about the Lord. And so that's kind of how we began, with prayer meetings in our home for years. Small as they were, we were consistent and we kept it up. We never gave up. We prayed for hours with people in our home. And then finally, one day after many years in prayer, the Lord said to me, it's time to take it down to your parish hall. And it was, I knew it couldn't be for me, because we had a small group. I didn't see it being very good for us to go to the parish hall, but I really felt strong about it. So I shared that with you, Steve.
And being the slow learner that I am, it took me about a year before that happened. But you were persistent, and that's an important message to everybody. Mm-hmm. When you really feel called by the Lord about something, don't expect that people are going to say, oh, I've been waiting for you to tell me that. You know, more times than not, there's going to be resistance, and whether it be a spouse or whether it be a friend or whatever. But when you really feel led by the Lord, that's when it really takes off. And Michael, we have this, I mentioned earlier, this Friday morning men's group ministry that we started. And I really recommend it. There's so many, obviously, Crucio groupings and all kinds of different things you can do. Christ Renews His Parish. All kinds of things, but getting together in small group is really, really important. And I feel strongly, whether it be men, women that you do, Marianne, and Bible study, But with men, you know, men need to have that vehicle. But it wasn't like when we invite people that all of a sudden they just drop everything and come. I mean, how many times before, you know, we ask, what's the usual? How many times you have to ask people?
Continually. It was interesting because yesterday, one of the guys there, Paul, I mean, he was recounting, you know, that he had been asked multiple times to join us. And I don't want to say he resisted, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen. And then when it happened, he's come to really realize how much his faith has grown and how much the relationships that he has with the men in that room. And we usually have 10 to 16, you know, guys that show up, and now he wouldn't think of missing, you know, because it has become meaningful for him and his faith has grown because he recognizes that every day he's there, he learns more about Scripture, he learns more about himself, and he learns more about the other guys that are there.
We probably have had maybe 80 to 100 different men come through this, and we probably have right now 40 to 50 that are really, I would consider, somewhat active, and some people move away, and all kinds of things happen, but the point is that it doesn't matter how many times you touch someone. It could be just once, mm-hmm. and that could change their life. We started in a restaurant, and there was like three of us. That was it. Mm-hmm. So many people say, well, I don't know who to start with. Pick two or three people, and that's all it takes. Right, Marianne?
You know, just be obedient and know that God is with you, and it's not about numbers in the beginning. It's just about growing and allowing God to work through you, and he takes care of all the details, really.
It's about the invitation.
Yes.
It's about the invitation, and I remember when I first started coming, which was now, you know, a number of years ago. I mean, I don't remember how many times you asked me, Deacon, and I mean, you know, my fallback position was, oh, 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. didn't sound inviting. But, you know, now.
It's amazing when we get 16, 18 men on a Friday morning at 7 a.m. And I'm thinking to myself, and lots of times on holidays, too, because we always meet. And I'm thinking, wow, what a miracle, you know, because people want to sleep in. They want to do their thing with their whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. Everything comes down, Katie, to me about that relationship with Jesus. You know, you saw me give a talk at SCRC and Anaheim Convention Center, and I guess the Holy Spirit used me with you as kind of a trigger because you saw me and there was something that was unlocked in you that led to your involvement with Spirit-Filled Hearts and in ministry. And what was that?
Yeah, it was definitely God putting this prayer group that you and Marianne were leading in my path, and it was kind of a slow start how it happened, and it was just, but once the fire was lit, once I recognized something in what was in you, the Holy Spirit, it's not who you are, the Holy Spirit, and how he's activated in your life, and that yes that you did, that yes that you gave to God. And I wanted that. I wanted that freedom to say, yes, Lord. And so, you know, it took a little while to get to the prayer meeting, but once I did, you know, and I wasn't used to praise and worship, and I wasn't used to a group, you know, and I wasn't someone who liked to just show up by myself to an event at a church. I had no one to know, but I knew I was supposed to be there because of that openness to wanting to receive, that yearning and delighting in the Lord. And then he gave a hundredfold back. And so with that came healing and excitement and wanting to share that love with others.
Well, it was so critical for me when you came in that first night. And, you know, we always welcome new people. And I knew that there was something special in terms of the Holy Spirit that had called you. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to open up your Bibles. I want you to really write down whatever you are, obviously, you know, or try to remember if you're driving and listening, Matthew 7:7. And you know this verse. ask and you will receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. And whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and whoever knocks, that door is open because Jesus is on the other side of it. But only you have the handle. So, Katie, you came in and you were asking, and I will never forget that first core group meeting that we had. Katie had volunteered to help out, and we had someone in charge of communications. And you had asked and at the prayer meeting and said, if anyone is interested in helping us communicate to the prayer group, please, you know, come to me afterwards. And how many people came?
One. That was one, Katie.
That one person. And so we have our core group meeting, and we were assigning people to be prayer leaders and so forth. And Katie, I'll never forget it. You may not remember it, but you came up to me right after that. I mean, right after the meeting, and said, I want to do that. I want to be used to pray over people. You see, because that desire, my brothers and sisters, that God puts in your heart is what makes the big difference. Michael, I don't know what caused you to come up to me that very first time. This was actually, as we're in the process of developing Spirit-Filled Hearts, hasn't even been started yet. It's probably, what, 6-7 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'm going up to San Gabriel to the mission and, you know, giving a teaching and healing service on a healing, you know, after a mass. And what made you walk up to me? Well, what did you say to me? And what made
I have absolutely no idea. But, no, I just, I don't know what. But I remember walking up to you and saying, do you want company? And I don't know to this day what led me to, you know, do that.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's absolutely. It. And that was the start of a very interesting, very tremendous journey. I mean, and it was just one of those things that, yeah, go along.
And for me, it was like, I get Michael Amola and a carpool lane.
what
could you possibly want
more than that? But lost. We got lost.
Every time. San Gabriel Mission. I love you guys. If anyone's listening, I love you guys. But it's so hard to find where you are. Especially that first time. The first time we had a map that was wrong, and it was amazing. But Valerie, if you're listening in, thank you so much, because you've been a guardian angel. Always said, where are you? I'm going to come to you. I will be your beacon and light to get you there. But the point is that you listened to God. And the point is that you said yes to God. And that's a big part, my brothers and sisters, of what this is all about.
And we ask God to have somebody to help you. We had a friend who moved away, and we said, you know, God will provide people that will help in our journey on this. And he did. You know, it was just a matter of you coming up and the Lord drawing you.
You know, and one of the things I'm going to mention, too, and Katie and Michael, from the very beginning, have been so there for me, for Marianne, for our ministry, and to serving the people. Some people are going to fall away, and you can just count on that, but other people will step up. We're going to talk more about that, and as we start a ministry again, how do you go about doing it? We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco here at beautiful Christ Cathedral on Empowered by the Spirit. We're so excited again to have Marianne Greco, Katie Hughes, Michael Amola. We've been talking about starting the ministry, listening to God. Michael just reaffirmed that at the break, how important that is. Now, for me, it came down to, it was so obvious that people were thirsting to receive God's love and God's touch, God's healing, God's message about how much they're loved, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Katie, I remember early on, your yes was amazing, and thank you for your yes.
Anytime.
And I have to say to my good friend, Father Ben, who comes up to me and says, thank you for your yes. And I say to him, thank you for your yes. And I'm saying to all of my listeners out there, all of our listeners. Thank you for your yes to Jesus, because that is a daily yes. And so we had this yes going, the four of us, and say Katie, you and I, and with the ministry. And I remember early on that we were spending a lot of time talking about what is this new ministry going to be? And we came up with through the help of some other people too, and Michael, Marianne, and others, Ray Josky, other people on our board, spreading the love and healing of Jesus Christ through new evangelization as our mission. And that we wanted to provide the inspiration and teaching to those seeking to increase their faith so that they understand the love of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. But coming up with a name, I remember, Michael, you kept crossing the names out over and over and over again. And every time I'd bring a name up, Marianne, I don't know if you remember, you said, no, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
Sounds like me.
And no, but it was good because you were listening to the Lord.
I was listening, yeah.
And the amazing thing, my brothers and sisters, I mean, I'm just, you talk about miracles, and this whole ministry is about miracles, which means God's intervention in our life supernaturally. I wanted to focus on the Holy Spirit because that's something that obviously I was led to, and the power of the Holy Spirit, which is something that many Catholics don't really understand. Many Christians don't understand. I wanted to focus on how much God loved people. I wanted to focus on that healing, the charismatic healing, or just the healing in general, that how much God wants to heal spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But I also wanted to focus on heart. And I remember, Katie, we kept going back and forth, name after name after name after name. And that name, Spirit-Filled Heart, somehow came up. And Marianne, I know that something you thought of, Katie, you thought the name. It was almost like God gave us all that name at the same time. But the amazing thing is the name wasn't taken. In other words, you know, you do a search, right? You know, in terms of trademark and so forth, to try to find whether a name is taken in a ministry. How could this name not be taken?
A lot of the names we came up with were already taken.
A lot of the names were taken.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a spirit that is filling your heart with the love of Jesus, Spirit-Filled Hearts. I mean, it's amazing to me. That alone told me that we're on the right track.
Definitely. I think God reserved that.
God reserved that.
Well, it was amazing. And the other thing was that when we all heard it separately, and there was unanimity that was the name. I mean, we'd gone through so many, and then all of a sudden we hear Spirit-Filled Hearts, and everyone's going,
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, one of the most important things that I have to say to you is, my listening audience here, our listening audience, is let it be God's ministry. Because if it's God's ministry, it will flourish. If it's your ministry, it will shrivel and die. Do not worry about obstacles. You can count on obstacles. Read the lives of the saints. One obstacle after another, right? Saint Mother Teresa, I mean, it's not like everyone embraced her with open arms. You know, Padre Pio, you just visited him, right? I mean, mm-hmm. wasn't he? He was secluded. He could only do Mass for himself for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, St. John the Cross, I believe it was the one who was put in the closet. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable, the trials and tribulations. So don't let persecution and trials and tribulation get you down, because if it's of the Lord, it will flourish. And the other thing that is so important is that people will come out of nowhere. And we're already finding that. I mean, certainly people in this room here, but other people, you know, they come out of nowhere. People to help with marketing, people with help with finance, people with help with all kinds of things, that if you stay on task and you just keep asking, then people, it's amazing, Michael, and we've seen it with an amazing board that we have, and people just come out of nowhere to say, hey, I want to make a difference.
And God puts those people in your path. I mean, it's not an accident. We talk about this often, where we do have obstacles. I mean, we do have issues that come in front of us that they can look overwhelming. And yet, as those things happen and we move forward undaunted, all of a sudden, here's somebody else to help. Or, you know, with our Spanish ministry, I mean, how it's grown. And I don't think any of the people in this room speak Spanish.
No. You know, so Lourdes and Martine and Alejandra and all the other people, Julio, amazing work that's going on there, and one miracle after another.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things is, like, we do get obstacles in our path, but the thing to remember, if you're called by the Lord, you're anointed, He gives you things that you need. Doesn't mean that we won't have obstacles, but during when we're going through or trying to overcome an obstacle, I think that we all feel peace. Now, God is with us. And I think that's something really important to keep in touch with, that if you still have that peace and that drive, that you know that the Lord is with you.
You know, it's interesting. I'll do a shout out to a really good friend, priest, Father Norbert Wood, who is an Orbitine. And we were praying together, and he had mentioned to me, you know, the importance of that daily hour. But when you're in the ministry, it's really more than 1 hour. You need at least 2 hours. And I know Father Leo Celano, who was my spiritual director for many years, you know, his comment to me about the critical nature of daily Mass, critical nature of certainly receiving the body and blood of Christ daily, the rosary becomes even more critical. Now Divine Mercy chaplet becomes critical, because you have to make sure that it's Jesus. We constantly say and constantly pray, Lord, may it be all of you and none of me, all of you and none of me, all of you and none of me. And as this thing started developing, Katie, one of the things that you really felt so much zeal was young adults and being essentially a young adult, I'll put it that way, right? And much younger than us. Why did you feel so compelled to start a segment of Spirit-Filled Hearts for that young adult ministry?
Well, Spirit-Filled Hearts has a longevity and will go on past us, and in the sense that the young adults are the future, and they're hungry, and they need to be fed, and we have that ability because God has anointed this ministry with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, with the wisdom of the leaders, and we truly are anointed to bear fruit, and we need to give these gifts of wisdom. We need to give these experiences and hand it off to the future of our church. And they are wanting to serve God. And so with that, we need to lay a foundation. And so that's what it was about, laying a foundation for this ministry for young adults, and starting off with a praise and worship seemed like a wonderful start, because that activity of praying together welcomes the Holy Spirit, allows us to be empowered. And when young adults feel empowered by the Holy Spirit, they can do even more, and they become hungrier and thirsting for God's love and wanting to serve His people.
And so we have a young adult ministry that has a monthly prayer meeting. And in a couple of weeks after this is aired, we have a young adult retreat at Santiago Retreat Center. And there's still time to join that retreat. And so your email is?
It is katie@spiritfilledhearts.org. And the retreat is March 17th at 6 p.m. at Santiago Retreat Center, and lasts through Sunday, 3 p.m. on the 19th of March.
So come, if you're a young adult, come to the retreat or notify Katie. There's all kinds of events. And we're ministering to many, many young adult groups, but also we're connecting with Hollywood Beloved, which was a big program that, mm-hmm, Katie, you got us involved in. And mm-hmm, that was amazing, going through the streets of Hollywood and with a Eucharistic procession. One thing, which, mm-hmm, another, tell us about that.
Sure. God gives us breadcrumbs and He leads us down a path. And what was so interesting is from SCRC, He gave the gift of the Eucharistic procession of Hollywood Beloved, which led to a community, which led to finding out even more about what young adults are wanting. And so I was welcome to experience the Catholic track at One Thing. Young adults, but young families, people of all ages, I found in the Catholic track at One Thing in Kansas City, in Missouri. And it's It's led by the International House of Prayer. But what's so wonderful is they have welcomed, our Christian brothers and sisters have welcomed us and have bridged the gap between Catholicism and the Christian faith of other denominations, which is beautiful because we're able to find out what we do have in common and bring young adults together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For all of you listening, pray for young adults, pray for the youth. Make sure that you're supporting them because they are our future. We're going to talk more about other forms of spreading the good news and building ministry when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we are so excited about what God is doing in your life and what God has done in our life and our ministry, Spiritful Hearts. And at the break again, Michael Mola had a very important comment regarding what we had talked about that Katie Hughes had originally talked about different alliances and so forth. And what was your point?
Yeah, when Katie was talking about these different things that she's gotten involved with and then brought to the ministry, none of those things were on our radar screen. I mean, they were all from God, and we just responded.
And the same thing, actually, the whole, if you look at our media, right, that came through the Sower Ministry, or Esne, who came to us and then asked us to start, and thank God we're still part of their radio network. And one thing led to another, you know, as it relates to Wells of Life, all these different ministries that we're part of. So you just don't know, Marianne, as it relates to where God is going to move, who God's going to bring to you.
Right. Well, I think one thing that's important when you're involved in a ministry or starting a ministry is really to recognize that you don't have to have all the gifts necessary for this ministry to take off. We need to accept that God will bring people with different gifts, and we need to embrace those gifts and encourage each other to use those different gifts and work as a team together with all those different gifts, because we're all coming from different points of view, but God has put us all together with one bigger mission.
And we see that. We see that in Corinthians, that we have many gifts and one Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And it's so important that we understand that. But what's also really critical is catechesis or teaching. Marianne, you are a foundation of the teaching for this ministry, and give teachings at many of our prayer meetings and seminars and so forth. Why is it so important, and how do we make sure that we're doing the right teachings?
Well, it's interesting. I start with prayer, you know, and trying to listen to what God has. If there's something he speaks through other people or through scripture or in my prayer, what is this topic he wants? Sometimes I have to actually start studying something or reading something or listening to someone's CD. And sometimes I listen to a lot before I'll say, no, that's not it. You know, but when you get it, God gives you that fire and that passion in your heart. This is what he wants me to present as a teaching.
And my brothers and sisters, make sure that is not a teaching according to you, but a teaching according to the church.
Right.
A teaching according to the magisterium. That's why you need to have a catechism. That's why you need to look up and say, okay, now what's the church say about this before you start going off? And even if you hear a Catholic teacher, just verify it to make sure that you're on the right track.
It's a great responsibility.
It is, but catechesis is really important. And one way to spread the good news and the Catholic faith is through media. And Michael, we have been so blessed to now be on the national network here for Immaculate Heart Radio, to be on other like Esne, and we've been on other radio networks, and God willing, we're working on a potential TV show. Why is media so important?
Well, I think that what we recognize today is media is how we reach the masses. It's always interesting, and we reflect on this, when the concept for the ministry first started, you know, media was not on our radar scope again, you know, and it was just a set of circumstances that we were open to. And you were asked to be, you know, on a TV show for El Sembrador Ministries, and it just came up in the course of a conversation that, would you consider doing a radio show? And lo and behold, I think this is our 143rd show now, and we've come to understand that through media, through radio, possibly through TV, if that's God's will, that we have the ability to reach so many people that otherwise we would not be able to talk to.
And reaching people, Katie, is one of the most important things we do. And God has put a zeal for international in you in a very big way, having just come back from Italy and some other trips. And again, by the time you hear this, we will have been in the Philippines, minister to perhaps up to 30,000 people. And it's all about spreading God's word wherever God brings us. And there's so much need locally. There's so much need in your area, those that are listening, that we can go to. Again, look at spiritfulhearts.org, our website, or Deacon Steve at spiritfulhearts.org. We can come into your city or town. We go to many states across the country, but also worldwide. And why is it so important to spread the word of God wherever God calls you to spread it?
We are his body. We belong to him. And our mission in life, if we are to be disciples of Christ, is to go and spread the good news. And you're right. Sometimes it's the radio show and we're touching hearts that way. And sometimes it's that personal relationship. You have someone at work and you bring your ministry to that person's individual life. And sometimes God asks you to have a deep desire, a thirst to cover the globe. And whether it's media or traveling, he will make it known to you. And there's definitely prayer involved with that. But I do know God wants that. I know he has given us gifts and he wants us to share it with his children from afar.
And Michael, that's one of the most important things, is that God gives you gifts. One of the ministries that you're intimately involved in is employment initiative, because God's giving you a gift in that area, or working on a board for housing, because that's your business area is property management. So it's using the gifts God's given you then to put into ministry.
Absolutely. And you know, as we look around this table, we all have different gifts. You know, as Katie points out, we have been called on to use the gifts we have, her for evangelization, and she likes to travel, so you know, reaching out to people, and you know, I'm involved, as you say, Deacon, in different areas here locally, and I just think that if we're open to listening to God and are aware of the gifts that he's given us, it allows us to turn them back into the community and to strengthen that part of the ministry. There's many segments of our ministry, and there are many people who support those segments.
Marianne, we gave one of my favorite retreats down in San Diego, North San Diego County, and a shout out to all the people down there. And it was along the lines of called and sent, you know, is using your gifts. And it was a woman's retreat, and that's something that my brothers and sisters, we'd be happy to do in general across the board, or men's retreat or women's retreat, whatever it might be. But it's so important to understand, again, listening to God and being called, and then knowing that, okay, now I'm being sent.
Yes, and I think a lot of people don't even understand what their gifts are or how they can use them for the Lord. And that's what we can help other people with, is understanding what your gift is, where your passion is, and how does that serve the Lord, and how do I step out of the boat, in a sense, and use that gift. It's really exciting once you start doing it.
That was one of the themes, getting back to our Friday morning men's group that we had recently. As we were going around the table, there was a gentleman there that says, "Why, I really don't have any gifts." I said, "Well, no, wait, time out. You are in charge of the entire Southern California for the Knights of Columbus. You train people on how to be leaders. You do," and then on and on and on. Oh. And that's the point you're making, Marianne, is the fact that take a look at what you're doing, and all of that can be used by God.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to, the key is being open. You know, we can think of all sorts of reasons why we can't do something. I don't have the time. I don't have the expertise, whatever. But just be open and listening to what God is telling you as an individual, and we can flourish.
Well, we are here for you. And Katie, do we have a telephone number that they can call into?
Sure. Anytime you feel touched by our ministry, whether it be our website and you want us to come to your parish, you want to be a part of our ministry and see where your gifts fit in, you can definitely reach us. You can reach my number, 949-514-5028. That's 949-514-5028. Or email katie@spiritfilledhearts.org.
Amen, amen, amen. We are here to make a difference through the power of God's love, the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I say, I'm so excited. I'm so excited that God is calling you to listen right this second, because he is anointing you with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of his love. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you and praise you for every listener out there and what you're doing to call them to serve your people and to serve you and to love you with all their heart, soul, might, and strength. Open up the doors that only you can open for the ministry that they are to be involved in, for the ministry that they are to start. Make a difference in their lives, the lives of their family, and the lives of all of those that they touch. Make a difference through the power of your love, through the power of your Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In Jesus' holy name we pray, and I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. For the day.